great. They're wild and they're all psyched and fun.
Hello.
They are the most civilized young girls I've ever met in Hollywood.
What have you said?
Come on.
Today we're doing photo shoot with the whole cast of our show.
We visit him more than any other place.
Scoop and Intermix. It's our favorite stores in New York. And we do everything that you guys do. So we're basically two normal girls who live two normal lives.
Come with us. Come see the show.
It'll be fun.
Come on.
Our new show is about two girls who live in Malibu with their parents. Their dad is a fashion designer and their mom is a fashion designer but also does the business end, and they've decided that they need a break from each other. So basically they're living at a different home, and it's just basically about two teenage girls growing up in Malibu and their teenage lives.
It's just kind of a new millennium family, you know. They're not really broken up, but the parents are separated, trying to work it out. You know, it's just going to be a family show that's just a little different from the average thing we're used to.
I'm shooting a scene. I've just walked into the boys' bathroom, so everyone's laughing at me, and I walk into my big crush on the show.
You dropped your book.
This is a guy I have a crush on, Travis Morgan. His real name is Brandon, and basically I'm trying to train him like I train a dog.
You were just experimenting with some simple behavior modification techniques to determine if behavior patterns of canines are uniform to those of higher mammals.
Yeah, right. What you said.
Well, see ya.
Oh, Travis, put my homework in here. You didn't happen to see it, did you?
See it? I ate it. Woof!
I don't think they're really like us in real life. I mean, we're both really laid back, but we're then again uptight about certain things. So, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is not an apple you're putting in my lunch.
Let me check. See, Macintosh.
I play the part of Manny, and I take care of them, and I live in their house, and I make sure that they're up, that they're out, that they're clean, and that they're coming back.
In the story, my name's Riley, and I'm more like my dad in the story. Ashley's more like her mom. She's very uptight, and everything is important, and everything will make a difference, and she's kind of a drama queen, sort
of.
Hello. I think they're extraordinarily ordinary for seasoned dinosaurs. And I say dinosaurs in the most lovely way. But they've been around forever.
I'm just glad to be working with the girls again. I always have fun with them, and the stages that I've been on when they've been around in the shows have always been really good ones. This is a great, great stage. We're having a lot of fun.
What did you say?
Look back. Oh,
she wasn't listening. Obviously, Ashley and Mary Kate are the stars of the show, and they actually have raised the level of everybody's performance because they're so professional.
Come on, Chloe. How can you compare? How can you compare boys to dogs? I got it. I just can't say it. Come on, Chloe. How can you compare boys to dogs? Think about it. They both follow you around, they both growl when you take their food away, and they both got... The scene that we were doing before where we couldn't get any of our lines, well, what were we doing? I was telling her, I was trying to convince her that I could train a guy the same way I can train a dog. Larry!
You ready? I'm Jesse, and I play Larry, and I'm the geek on the show.
He is in love with Mary-Kate, and everything's all about Mary-Kate, and he doesn't think that we look alike at all, and that there's no resemblance between. It's just all about Mary-Kate, and loves her to death.
I don't know why. I don't know who would, like, follow her around. And...
Just getting ready for tonight.
This is our dressing room, or not a dressing room, but this is where we get dressed when we're on set, so we don't have to waste time.
You guys can see our real dressing room later. It's awesome.
Yes, you guys have to come stop by.
The Olsen twins have been really smart about a lot of stuff. I mean, they play to an audience of younger people that's now becoming older and more sophisticated, and I think that the girls are smart enough to play into the fact that as they get older, their series needs to be a little hipper, you know, their dialogue needs to be a little bit more contemporary. They've always been really smart about that, I think, and I think that's why they've been so successful.
This is Jill Zimmerman, and she hates to be on camera, so. She's our guardian. She's also an associate producer.
I do it all.
Yeah, she does it all.
Everything they need, I'm here. A lap, a kiss, a love.
You do? Which one?
That all of them.
Oh, all of them.
Well, sometimes they freak out when people meet us, or they'll just be really calm and sweet, and like that's
kind of an autograph way. Or
have me take a picture. Yeah.
All right, we're ready to go. Come with us. Come see the show.
It'll be fun.
Come on.
Most performers feel that on audience day, the performance level comes up.
We've been working since we were little, and this is just so great to have, you know, what we finally have accomplished.